Well, the former MP George Galloway is Vice President of the Stop the War Coalition. He's with us now. Good morning.
Good morning.
If you were still in Parliament, how would you vote?
Oh, against, of course. The very last thing that what's going on is very consistent with the UN Security Council resolution targeting the leader in Libya. It was not in the resolution, and yet his home was bombed and missiled last night. A substantial number of civilians, nearly 100 so far, have apparently been killed. Many more will have been wounded. And the original supporters or abstainers from the resolution are abandoning ship. The Arab League saying that this is not what they thought that they were supporting. Russia, China, India, Germany, Brazil, all abandoning ship. So,
but to be fair, Russia, China and Germany never supported the action in the first instance.
They abstained, but now they have denounced. And of course they are Security Council members and can recall the council at any time. So however much Mr. Haig whistles in the dark, it's all turning out to be a bit of a bloody mess.
So ultimately then you're concerned about this because Colonel Gaddafi might get hurt?
Well, I'm going to treat that question with the contempt that it deserves. I'm one of the people who told you over the last decade, when the BBC was singing the praises of the new Gaddafi, that he was a gangster now as he was a gangster before. He was a killer now as he was a killer before.
But you seem to be concerned about the fact that his compound is being targeted. The international community say what they're doing here is actually trying to protect civilians who are under fire from Gaddafi.
Well, that was one of the things that I said among a whole list. And as a matter of fact, I'm more concerned about the people who were in the compound who were not Colonel Gaddafi. But brushing aside your contemptible remark, I just remind you of this, that when you were going along with the official state story that Gaddafi was now a good egg and his forces could be trained in Britain and British arms could be sold to him, I was one of those, largely ignored by the Bush and Blair Corporation for which you work. I was one of those saying that this was a very profound mistake. So don't you dare try and paint me as some kind of cheerleader for Colonel Gaddafi. It's you and the BBC and Britain as a state which for the last decade has been cheerleading for Colonel Gaddafi.
But if you've been proved right by what has happened of late, don't you want to protect those civilians who are being targeted by Gaddafi? Is that not what this mission is about?
No, it isn't. And if you believe that, you'll believe anything. Why would Britain and America be bombing Libya but not bombing Yemen or Bahrain or Saudi Arabia? And the answer is obvious if you'll only look for it, because we're determined that our huge investments in the Libyan dictatorship will not be lost in any revolutionary upsurge. That's why the Yemeni president can kill more of his people than Gaddafi even has killed, but no one would dream of launching a military action against him.
But does this not send a message to some of those regimes?
What, do you think it's intended to serve a message? The only message that was sent to the King of Bahrain, for example, was that Saudi Arabia could use American weapons to cross the causeway and occupy Bahrain to help their forces kill their people who are fighting for democracy in their country. Indeed, some of these Arab countries that are flying missions as part of this are themselves at this moment killing their own people who demand democracy and the right to vote. You couldn't make it up.
Well, I don't want to misrepresent your position. So what is your position as regards any intervention from Western countries to
protect
civilians?
Western countries have no right whatsoever to re-invade and reoccupy the airspace, the sea, or the land of Arab North Africa. France killed 1.5 million Algerians next door. Italy, which is involved in this attack on Libya, committed war crimes so atrocious in Libya in the Second World War under Mussolini that only last year they agreed to pay €5 billion in compensation.
But shouldn't we look into the future of the people of Libya rather than digging up the past?
Well, digging up the past, that's a very odd way of putting a foreign occupation that killed more than 1 million people in Algeria and hundreds of thousands in Libya, digging up the past.
What is the way forward for the people of Libya then, in your view?
The way forward certainly does not involve the former colonial colonial powers who committed atrocities in the case of Algeria and the French as late as the 1960s, when the Beatles were getting onto the stage. France was murdering large numbers of people in Algeria, and you think that them returning to kill people again in North Africa is going to lead to anything good? I'm sorry, you're wrong.
We're grateful for your time this morning. That's the former MP George Galloway, Vice President of the Stop the War Coalition.